In Los Angeles, last night's third annual Latin Grammy Awards featured some familiar winners and some new faces. Spanish singer Alejandro Sanz dominated the awards again, collecting the top trophies for Album and Record of the Year. Sanz also won a third award for Song of the Year for his ballad, Y Solo Se Me Ocurre Amarte. Alejandro Sanz swept the Latin Grammys last year, too, winning four of the top awards then. Only two other nominees came close to his winnings this year. The band Ramon Ayala y Sus Bravos Norte earned two awards for Best Nortero Album and Best Regional Mexican Song. Out of six nominations, Carlos Vives won his two Grammys for the contemporary tropical album Déjame Entrar and for the title track. Vicente Fernandez, the king of ranchero music, was honored with the Legend Award. He also took Best Ranchero Album for Mas Con El Número Uno. Colombian star Shakira came away with the award for Best Music Video, and she responded with a bilingual thank you speech.
Wow. Esto. Bueno, quiero darle las gracias. Excuse me, but I gotta talk to my people in Spanish.
These Grammys include music from all over the Latin world, with artists from across the Americas and southwestern Europe. Chile's La Ley and Brazilian singer Cássia Eller both won awards for their MTV albums. The award for Best Rap Album went to Vivo C, while an exuberant Alejandra Guzman took Best Female Rock Album Award. Not all the nominees were able to attend. 22 of them, all Cuban, couldn't get visas. That meant that music veteran Chucho Valdez was not able to personally accept the award for Best Pop Instrumental Album. He won it for Canciones Inéditas. But Cuban-American salsa legend Celia Cruz was there, accepting her award for Best Salsa Album, La Negra Tiene Tumbao. Ms. Cruz carefully worked her way up to the stage, welcomed by a standing ovation. At age 77, she was overflowing with thanks and energy.
Siéntense, que yo me estoy cayendo. Ladies and gentlemen, damas y caballeros, excuse my English, but I love you. Azúcar! I love you!
But the biggest triumph last night might go to the award ceremony itself. This was the third annual Latin Grammys, but it's only the second time the event has actually been held. Last year's awards were scheduled for September 11th. They were canceled after the terrorist attacks earlier that day. Last night's co-host, Jimmy Smits, called this year's Grammys a special kind of victory.
This year we come together here at the Kodak Theater in Los Angeles with a new sense of commitment to continuing our way of life and saluting excellence in Latin music and in the Latin music world.
That's right.
40 trophies were handed out last night for categories including children's music, Tejano, and Best Tango Album. Last February's regular Grammys featured only a handful of Latin awards.